The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome to the Comedy Trap House. Welcome to the Comedy Trap House.
Yo, 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 yo. Welcome, everybody, back to another episode of the Comedy Trap House. I'm your host, Rome Green Jr. In the building with me, I got Cam.
Yep.
I got Emmanuel.
Brit. I'm trying to do the reverse of what he did.
He's okay. Yep. Brit.
Yep.
Brit.
Perya. That's a cat. A hood cat. Per yeah.
I guess it'll be poi.
Poi.
I said yur.
Yur, and then yur. If it's yur, it'd be rare. Because it's R. I think Y E R R R.
So we got
Y E R R R.
Yeah. So it's R R.
I thought it ended with a P.
Yur. Oh, maybe it could end with a P. So it'd be rare. if it's reversed,
yeah,
maybe.
No, I thought I was saying. Yeah, thought it was your.
I think it's the pen. I think it just depends. But yeah, so we got a new skit that's out right now. So make sure y'all check that out. Gangsters on Zoom.
I'm in post.
Oh, okay. You know, Gangsters on Zoom, and you know, y'all heard it first on here on the podcast. We were talking about what a gangster's gonna do during this quarantine. Mm-hmm.
That's the second skit that came from the podcast.
So,
You know,
I think
the ecosystem is.
It's working.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's working. But yeah. Can we just take a second to say that Daisy Luke's is funny?
It's not.
And you got to admit it, wrong.
No,
everyone's agreed.
Well, I have to admit it.
Because it's the truth. Some things are undeniable funny.
I don't have to admit it, and I'm over it. It's not funny to me. So.
You're not over it because you laughed even.
No, I'm not over because y'all said it again. I would have been there.
I'm bringing up. Well, I'm not over it.
Okay, well, that's fine.
I'm not over it because it's funny, and I'm on a mission
to make me say it's funny.
Believe that it, you know it's funny.
So if I say it's funny, you'll leave it alone.
No, because I'm not.
Man, it's hilarious.
No, I'm not that type of nigga. Nope. My girl tried to do that shit to me. Okay, good job. Yeah. I'll be like, don't do that shit to me. I never clench my fist. But I just
and if people like it, then cool. I'm down with it.
It's funny.
It's funny, right? It's funny. It wasn't even my joke. It was this nigga's joke. I think it's really hilarious. And Rome was in his feelings. We're just finding out more and more.
I got on my Daisy Lukes today.
On his Daisy Lukes.
I mean, it's still not funny, even with him on it.
You think Dion Lukes is funny?
I think it's better.
I think Davy Dukes.
Or Davy Dukes, yeah.
Dion Dukes.
Daisy Lukes is lazy to me.
They're all funny. It's not lazy. Come on, don't do that.
I just think comedy sensibility. Like, I always think Rome's comedy sensibility is trash until I see him on camera.
I'd rather you say it's not funny than you say it's lazy. I mean, it wasn't lazy.
It's whatever.
I mean, hold on now.
Okay,
I ain't had an issue with him saying it's not funny.
Yeah.
But you ain't going to call my joke lazy now.
All right.
Come on now.
Okay.
Take that back.
Okay. Let's move forward.
No, take that back.
You really feel it's lazy?
It's whatever. Like,
no, that's fine, but I'm talking about the lazy part.
Yeah, kind of.
Why is it lazy?
It's just Daisy Dukes. Like, it's not.
But
not,
why is that lazy?
Because it's just replacing the L with Dukes, and it just wasn't. It's not.
I mean, that's a lot of jokes just replaced.
I know,
thing.
But it just wasn't that funny to me. And
that's
just,
fine. I don't care about that part.
Cool.
That's fine.
It's not lazy. But,
no. You said it's lazy. No, why do you
he think
it's
lazy? You gonna do to me?
I need to break it down. Why it's lazy? So I don't say more lazy
yeah, break
jokes.
It down.
I'm trying to improve.
This is serious. Because we comedians here, and
that's just my opinion. That doesn't matter.
Yeah, but I'm trying to improve.
But you gotta
opinion.
Break down your opinion.
No, I don't.
No, I'm saying amongst if we having a but comedy discussion.
The thing is, I already broke it down, and I don't care anymore. Like I already said, I didn't think it was funny. Like,
but it matters. Cool. It matters to the people.
It doesn't.
It didn't matter to me until you said it was lazy.
It's
now,
not, no, okay, it's not lazy. That's wrong. It's just not funny.
That's fine.
All right.
It is, but that's fine.
Okay.
But that joke, that whole his monologue in that part,
that shit was funny.
You with that goddamn gun. I'm so glad you grabbed the gun.
Everybody was funny. That's
everybody came funny. With Chaz. Oh my God, Mike. Everybody.
I'm just mad.
With.
It's a joke that I missed every time that I thought in my head, but it never stopped. I kept skipping it. When I said. My palms are sweaty. I wanted to say mom spaghetti in
that's
the middle
what I
of
kept,
that.
Every time you said
every
it,
time
I hear
it. Yeah, because I was supposed to say
yeah.
it, but I never said it in any of the takes. And it bothers me.
When you were talking about the.
Yeah, saying, I was just throwing it in there. Like, yeah. when I thought about
palms
that.
Palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy, yeah. right?
Yeah, he
said already mom spaghetti.
Spaghetti.
Yeah. I wasn't going to go to all.
You but
just
at least
spaghetti.
If you would have said knees weak, arms are heavy.
I was just going to say the spaghetti line.
Okay.
Palms sweaty. Yeah. But I just never.
That's
just
funny. Then Shy, it's just, that's just a funny character. It's just a Shy Thug. It's just a hilarious, hilarious character.
Now, when this nigga said, I know what I'm doing, and it came back to me.
That was Mike's idea.
And it's just great because Zoom is such a popular thing right now that people are using for meetings. Like people are having 90 people in, like somebody told me they had like a wedding anniversary thing and they had like 45 people in there, but nobody could talk at the same time because it's just gonna be chaos. So everybody had it on mute and it would say something. It was like, if you have something to say about this specific thing, like, yeah, you know, you can unmute your microphone and talk. And I was like, that just seems like a lot of work. Like,
but is like we have? I've been feeling like we should use that for like guests and stuff. Dude. Is that for like on the podcast? Yeah. But is it?
I just don't know how to fully.
I mean, we did it, but. Yeah, I mean, we were just posting yeah. afterwards.
Does he record on his computer? My computer camera quality ain't the best.
Well, we do the same setup. We would just pull
we
up
just
the person on
their,
Zoom
yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
just need their audio. That's it.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Okay, yeah. They had the screen record.
Yeah, they had the screen record.
No, we could screen record.
Well, not on here. Cause,
I mean, if somebody has another laptop.
Oh, yeah, just
yeah,
had
yeah,
another
yeah.
laptop.
I could screen record. They had to record their audio.
Right.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway, but yeah. just this is technical DT shit.
But I was going to say something else about the skit. Oh, people were saying that we should do a series of like that call. Every once in a while, check
with
in
thugs,
with the gang.
The same.
It could,
the
every
same
once in a while,
gang.
Check in.
It could be the gangsters. It could be something else.
Vaughn Street.
Yeah.
Vaughn Street.
But it sounds. It's kind of
Vaughn Street villains.
Villains.
But it's kind of funny if you do the gang again because
yeah,
now they
on.
Know the characters. So if you say part two, they already ready.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Oh, that's not a bad idea because those characters were fun.
Show the characters' growth over the quarantine time and everything. So that's funny.
All right, if you're listening for our Comedy Trap House fans. What should be the next topic? Topics, because we did three last time. What's the next three?
We did jump ins, we did drive bys, and we did
hand to hand
drug exchange. What's the next topic as gang members should we discuss? The next three topics,
because gangs have a lot of things going on. So let us know.
Right.
So he said quarantine, social distancing.
Yeah.
Rome's heart needs the social distance from the hate he got for that joke, but we can go
no
when we really
whatsoever.
Want to talk about social distancing. Greenbrier Mall in Atlanta.
Okay.
Did you see it?
No, I didn't see it.
Video of a line wrapped around the mall. Black people going to Jimmy Jazz store to buy the new J's.
Yeah. Yeah, it's wrapped around. Like,
is it that serious?
Yeah, no, but yes.
What?
No, but yes. No, it's not that serious. But yes, to the culture, it is.
No.
That's what I said. That's what I said. Yeah, no.
It's a pandemic.
It's a pandemic. culture is eliminated culture, in pandemic. Yeah.
Jordan is great, but he ain't saving you from coronavirus.
He definitely not saving you from coronavirus. He got yellow eyes.
He can save you from a loss on the court, but he ain't saving you from a loss
in life.
In life.
That's only God. So I don't know what. Yeah, it's the line was wrapped around the bill. It's like, I didn't even see that many masks in the picture. I mean, the picture was kind of, I couldn't really zoom in or whatever, but I didn't see a bunch of masks and like, I didn't see people like standing far apart.
It definitely wasn't
like,
apart. They was all clumped together. Yeah, it was a regular line.
It's like that everywhere though.
Yeah.
It's like that at the beaches here at in Santa Monica.
Yeah.
All these
everybody
white
don't
people
give
out there with just masks. I saw this picture trending too on Twitter of they showed in New York, there was some part of Manhattan or something, a bunch of white people were just chilling, shirts off, sitting on some grass, you know, whatever patch of grass New York has, and they just they
one
all
patch
just
of grass.
No mask on, nobody has masks on. Yeah. I'm talking about all these just white people just hanging out. They cut to some park in the hood, cops and just the locks on the parks there, like nobody could go in. It's like there's extra, but in my head, like they're trying to make it seem like, oh, you know, why they got to put this much pressure on the black communities and not the white communities who are just hanging out there and no cops are telling them to go home or nothing. At the same time, but if the white people die off, if those hipsters die off,
it's going to even the population up.
I mean, you're going to be happy that they told black people to stay home. So I'm not mad. The only thing is money, but, you know.
Yeah, man.
But
also, Rancho Cucamonga, they was out there protesting, open back up the economy.
In Rancho? Is Rancho predominantly like with this black community? Or
no, all the people that was out there were white.
Okay.
Just they're just on Friday after next. That's
right. Right. That's the reason.
So it's like, and they're protesting all around United States. White people, they're just upset.
Open
the economy.
Back up.
This is slavery. We want haircuts.
This is slavery.
Oh yeah, you see all those posters.
This is slavery.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, quarantine is slavery.
Sit at home and get on TikTok.
that's you know, what they say. And can still go to the grocery store.
Some people saying they want haircuts.
Okay, that's slavery.
They stormed the Capitol in one state with guns.
They stormed the Capitol?
In Michigan.
Yeah.
That's wild.
They that's crazy. That's
nothing wild. Happened to them.
There weren't white people in those crowds.
Nah.
I mean, there weren't black people.
There weren't
in those
black people, yeah.
That would have been over with quick.
It's funny you're talking about like cuts, you know, and quarantine and cuts. I visited a barbershop this past weekend, or maybe like on Friday, that, you know, a lot of people haven't heard of it yet. It's an up and coming barbershop. It's called It's Not That Bad Cuts, and the owner is Mike Dam. So I visited his shop. It's not too far. I take a right down the hall, and you know his shop is on the left. But he came to me. He did a at home service, so he left his room and came to the loft.
Do you want to show the work?
I think you gotta show the
if you're gonna talk about it.
You gotta show the work.
He just gave me a little. I can't really. It gave me a little fade on the side right here.
You don't need to hear yourself. Take off them headphones.
I do need to hear myself.
I went there the week before.
Yeah, it's not
a week and a half ago, or 2 weeks, something like that.
Be honest.
And it's not bad cuts.
It's not bad. That's why it's called.
It's not bad cuts. But it's something that you wouldn't want your barber to ever tell you. Like if he cutting your hair. Hey, it's not bad.
Yeah. Like, hey, can you give me just a quick fade? Yeah, but it's not gonna be bad.
let me tell you, Not Bad Cut's been open for 7 years.
Yeah,
7 years.
I went twice.
Yeah,
wow.
This is my
7 years.
This is my first time. This is
the last time I went when it first opened.
Yeah,
so it
okay.
takes a pandemic for you to go. Yeah, essentially.
Yeah,
no. The first time was like, why not?
Yeah, why
not?
Okay.
Let me see. Let me support a friend.
That's how all barbers get, right?
I was supporting a friend.
Supporting a small business.
I didn't support him after that, though.
Gotcha.
Until the pandemic hit.
For 7 years, you didn't go to him.
No.
But then the pandemic.
And he kept suggesting I should go to It's Not Bad Cuts. And I was like, I can wait. But then I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm in the pandemic.
Right.
Let's check out It's Not Bad Cuts. And you know what? It's not bad. It's not bad.
Here's the thing. I usually go to Chaz Edge Ups.
Yeah, okay. That's where I go.
I get lineups there.
That's not too far from the other.
It's right next door. Chaz Edge Ups.
Okay. Like Razor's Edge when the wrestling. Right.
So okay. I usually go there for lineups. I'm probably gonna go today. Okay. See if he got any availability. And then I may go next door and support another black business. Not bad cuts and get a fade.
You know Chaz Edge, you can book online now. You can book online.
All right, so I book online. I'll book right now.
Hold on, he's gonna book online.
Let me try to book right now.
So if anybody out there looking for a cut, you can't get it here because you're not coming in the house. But like,
right.
You know, we just letting y'all know that the service is open. You know, and I think
I
got to the point where my stash was growing into my mouth, and so I was just upset.
Oh no!
Oh, yeah, mine going in my nose.
Yeah, it was like, oh, it's
curling. No, I'm like this.
Yeah, it just don't feel right when it's.
I'm walking around now going.
You think you're sick, but you just got shit in your nose.
I did that yesterday because this is going curling in. Yeah. Like whiskers. You see how thick they're getting?
It's like,
I had to cut them.
You get them SA whiskers.
I do.
Oh, you get the SAs? I like people who can grow their shit like how it go out. And
I feel like if I keep letting it go, I can twirl.
You can twirl a little bit?
Would you ever
curl them up? No. I would do it for a skit.
Not for my personal fashion. But in the skit, it would be funny if nobody says anything. He just comes in with it. We just continue on.
I'm still trying to grow the full beard. You know, I got other stuff to try to accomplish while I do that.
You know, what you're saying, you don't want to jump ahead too.
Yeah, that's when you already got a beard, you want to do different shit.
Gotcha.
I'm trying to get the beard, then I think outside the box.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. I made a proclamation last week that I didn't really say on the podcast, but I was like, you know what? I think I'm done with porn. I don't know how long.
Because I know that's not
I don't forever. Know how long. Yeah. I think I'm done with it for a little bit. Minimum a month.
Okay.
And
What do you consider porn? I know, traditional websites, are you considering if someone send you nudes, you can open that. But that's porn.
But no,
that's amateur porn.
But here's the thing. I'm more so going off of you don't want to get out of too desensitized to the people who you do have some type of connection. Like, porn is this whole fantasy thing where, and then you can go down a wormhole. I've been down a few wormholes in my life.
Okay. I don't know if they call it a wormhole. You can go down a hole.
Oh, it's a butt. It's a butthole. I done a few down a bit.
A vagina hole.
And I was like, you know what? And it kind of just happened. I just did it, and I was like, I don't want to watch this right now. As soon as you clear the nut out.
Hold on, y'all. My bad. Chaz Edge Up sex.
Okay, what Chaz Edge Up say?
It can be after I take my class exam.
Okay, that's
which,
cool.
Which will be after the meeting.
But you want your barbers to be educated, so that's good.
Class exam?
Yeah, I think for his training.
He's doing certified. He's become
a trainer for fitness too. Okay, nice.
Yeah, but so the porn thing, I was just like, you know what? I think I'm gonna relax. Then I went down the wormhole on YouTube.
Okay.
About the effects of porn on the brain.
Right.
I watched like an hour and some change of video. It was so interesting.
What was the conclusion?
That it can
outside
you
of euphoria.
You can't. That's funny. You can't. It is euphoria. It's euphoria. It's but you can like it messes with your libido sometimes. It it's more of a mental.
I think it is a mental.
It's more of a mental.
You said Jared Leto.
Nah, libido.
Oh,
that's his brother.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, Jerry Libido.
I mean, I think honestly, women just want men to stop watching porn because they don't want to compare themselves.
I mean, you don't. I mean, you also don't want to be comparing shit. And yeah, man, you don't want to do that either. But then it talks about it went down this whole rabbit hole of all type of shit.
I think it's desensitized.
It's definitely desensitized. It's
The nastier thing keeps interesting you, and you don't do that with your girl or nothing, you're going to be less interested.
If you masturbating lot, you can have erectile dysfunction and shit
I'm not addicted.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I might have been addicted at one point in my life.
Did you ever have to leave something to go masturbate?
I never had to leave nothing, though. Okay, they say addiction is in different forms.
Were you doing it more?
I was watching it a lot more. Not even during quarantine. This is before quarantine. this is a long time. But it's like, I was watching it maybe every other night, maybe two extra nights a week. Like, I don't know about it.
I don't know about it.
Oh, that's
well, y'all watching way more than I'm watching.
Oh, no, I was.
I'm the living room champ. No, so.
I'm the living room champ. I definitely was.
I wouldn't say champ. I would say Jack.
Living room Jack. Jack of all living rooms.
Dog.
But, yeah, so it's just, it was just
Jack
interesting.
Jack of all sprays.
But the thing not is, Cam this morning said that he wasn't going to watch it for a month.
Okay.
You know, and I was like,
that
that's
means
just,
niggas been watching it too much.
No, no. It's not even, is this something?
If you feel deep down like, I need
no, what it is, I'm reading stuff.
Yeah,
I'm reading books. That's what it I'm is. Getting more grounded in spirituality. I'm getting more grounded in my meditation. I'm like, all right, let me take this away. Let me see, because in the new challenge I have, I'm supposed to give up. I'm supposed to be doing this for 60 days, meditating 3 times a day. Mm-hmm. And I'm not supposed to be watching porn. Not supposed to be watching a bunch of stuff. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, let me try not watching porn for a month. Let me see what happens. So
and I don't think it's gonna be that. I don't think that hard, because I think we can quit stuff pretty easily. But the one thing though, just did a fresh manscape, right? Mm-hmm. And I was like, damn, like. Ain't nothing like a smooth jack.
Before you get there, because we're going to go into the manscaping jack. Part. The last question I have for the porn topic.
Yeah.
So, why if you're on Twitter, you know Twitter now is porn, is Pornhub.
Yeah.
You see it while you're scrolling. You keep going or you stop?
You got to keep going. You got to either keep going or log off. You got to get off. Like, you got to force yourself to get off. And I don't know if they have restrictions that you can put on your phone for Twitter. Like, so,
let me ask you another question.
Yeah.
So, you're scrolling, right?
Yep.
And you see it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you double back to make sure you saw what you saw, is that cheating?
You don't have to double back. I know
you
what the
may not
look
think.
Like.
You may like, wait, what?
Nah, you gonna know as soon as you cross it, you're like, oh, they fucking. Let me keep going.
No, it's different angles. You never know sometimes.
It is different angles, but you.
If you double back,
that's not cheating. That's not cheating, but you gotta.
But if you double back, you see it, and then you gotta get out of there. How long before you get out of there before it's cheating?
You can't be
there 3 seconds.
I think more than 5 seconds, you in there.
That's cheating.
Yeah, it's cheating. That's what I'm saying. That's cheating. If you more than 5 seconds, but if you can.
So if you go back, you're like, all right, 1, 2, 3, 4. All right.
You gotta get out of there.
You good?
You gotta. I think you'll be all right. I think you'll be all right.
So what if you know you going out to go somewhere? And you walk out to your car.
Yeah.
And there's two homeless people fucking in there. And
keep going.
You gotta get to where you gotta get.
Okay.
To.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you? But you gotta look at them to get them out. Like, what are you gonna do?
How long
do you watch that for?
I'm not watching it. I'm yelling. I'm yelling. What the fuck y'all doing in my car?
Just keep going.
Well, now you might have to shoot somebody, or you got to.
But you got to look at them.
But that don't count.
That's not cheating.
No, because that's not even turning me on. One.
But it don't matter. That's real life.
I got another one for you. Say a girl send you a video flicking the bean, scratching a new mix,
scratching
washing the dishes,
new mixtape,
on her vagina,
for sure.
What's the
wax on, wax off,
washing dishes,
Mr. Miyagi on the vagina,
of her vagina, she send you a video of that, can you watch it?
No, you gotta get off of there. You gotta get off of there.
So as soon as you see it, you don't even click play.
If it comes up to where you can see it,
no, it's a text. So you get the text.
That's what I'm saying. But you open it, but you see it's a video.
You know, because you know it.
I don't think you can open that. That's full on porn. All right. That's full.
Let me ask you this.
Hold on. Can I get one in between?
Go ahead.
You outside just chilling.
Yeah.
Sitting in the backyard.
In the backyard. This is before the grass or cut or after.
This is so after the grass.
Okay. So this expeditionist.
Yeah. Okay. So you just sitting out there. Yeah. You know, you just looking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, niggas just be looking.
Niggas, because that's what niggas
and
do.
So, you know, you ain't really doing nothing. You just kind of lost in thought. And you looking at, you know, when you get lost in thought, sometimes you get that stare.
Yeah.
That mm-hmm. you just fully in.
Yeah.
So while you just lost in thought, 2 squirrels come up and start fucking.
Start fucking, yeah.
And you lost in thought, but you looking at them.
Yeah.
They in your line of sight. How long until that came?
That's just Darwinism. Like, you just gotta, that's just nature.
I got a better one. Same scenario.
It's just film nature.
Same scenario.
Porn is not as bad as everybody wants to make out. It's nothing more than a Nat Geo documentary.
No, it's a lot more than a Nat Geo.
I watch these elephants fucking all the time.
Another scenario in your same
okay,
scenario.
Okay.
You're outside.
Yep.
You're looking.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You see that fence out? You see how you can see through the fence right there?
Yeah.
Say the neighbors start fucking, but not them.
Yeah.
The good looking neighbor across the street. You looking?
Yeah.
You looking?
You say
at?
If they she start fucking?
Yeah, she fucking.
Nah.
Or she just scratching and she making a mix out there.
Honestly, am I looking? I'm definitely going to look, but then I got to get out of there.
But how long you going to look? Until you realize what you see?
0 to 5, until I realize what I see.
What if she said, hey, I'm doing this for you?
What, she fucking for me?
No, no, yeah. No. She out there, you know, fucking the baby. She like, hey, I'm be honest with you. I like work. You know, I like people to look at me. Can you just look at me while I do this?
Yeah, somebody, I'll go get somebody else.
I'm fucking the bee. Come be my jack.
No, I got somebody else. Come back inside.
Like, hold on, I'll go get someone. Come back inside, get me.
You say, go ahead, come get you.
Yeah, come get
okay,
me.
I'm going to get you. Yeah.
Come get me, too. Yeah, yeah. Call me.
Yeah, I'm going to come get you, but I'm going to walk back out there with you.
Look, all you going to see is this. I'm going to look like Buddy from Home Improvement. I'm going to look like Al from Home
Improvement. Imagine you see three niggas over there.
And all you going to see, and the next thing you going to see is the top of popcorn.
But yeah, but like I said,
you're gonna drop the popcorn. Yeah,
nigga just freshly manscaped, you know, and shout out to the lawnmower 3.0, you know, just freshly manscaped. And I'm like, man, you know, because a fresh shave and a non-fresh shave when jacking off can make a difference. It's a visual presentation that you want to have.
Did I inspire you to manscape?
Yesterday you did. You inspired manscape. You said I just manscaped, and I was like, damn, it's been like a month or so since I manscaped, and I was like, and it just feels good.
Because I didn't use the new one yet.
Yeah,
3.0 until yesterday. It got a light on it. It got guard. So I was cutting. It was smooth. This is nice. So, I don't know how they improve from here. I said the only way they can improve from here is like one swipe.
Manscaped can do like a floating trimmer, like it just like flow, but that's kind of scary.
I told him no, I can't trust technology to make an error and cut my dick off. That's true.
But the moral of the story is the Manscaped, you know, lawnmower 3.0, make sure you go get that, especially
it doesn't float,
but if you want a nice slip, if you want some nice skin while you're in there masturbating,
slick dick,
I think this is the way to go.
This is my thing. I like to shave clean and all that, and then take some coconut oil.
Okay.
And you lather your dick up with coconut oil, your balls and dick.
Yeah.
You got this nice, shiny, smooth, clean. Yeah.
Manscaped offers their own thing too.
That's
for
right. You know,
they got the ball deodorant, the deodorizer.
That's great.
And the pH spray, you know, so to make sure you don't get the bumps, because you don't want to like look down there and have a bunch of bumps.
Well, I didn't know it's for bumps. I spray it after.
Yeah, it's a skin. It's a skin reviver, so that way you ain't walking around here just bumpy. You know what I'm saying?
Don't be reading.
Yeah, oh yeah,
I got this book right here. I'm reading.
Yeah, no, you reading, but you're not reading. Yeah. So
you're looking at it.
Yeah, I don't be reading between the lines. Yeah. I read on them.
Yeah, okay, I got you. Yeah. You read between the shave. I got you.
There you go.
I got you. Yes, Manscaped, Lawnmower 3.0. The code is DORM20. So make sure y'all get that. It's been having great reviews. Somebody just hit me up in the DM. It's like they just purchased it and they feel great, so they're going to have a good month of watching porn and masturbate with a clean shave. So,
and if you got somebody at home, you know, that's going to help her out.
Matter of fact, what if you bought the Manscaped and then like...
The Manscaped?
What if you bought the Manscaped and then for like a romantic evening so y'all can get closer, you tell your girl to shave you up. You know what I'm saying? Y'all set up a little... Because they got the newspaper, so you set up the paper in the room, right?
Okay.
And then you say, hey, look, you know, I trust you. This is a trusting exercise. Right. You know?
We'll take it slow. Just get the top.
You know what I'm saying? Get the top.
Right quick. Just shave it down. You know what I'm saying?
But y'all gonna, cause she gonna be laughing and y'all gonna be talking. Yeah. It's a bonding moment.
She ain't mad at you. Your relationship gotta be top notch.
Yeah, you can't do a manscape.
Couplescape. That's our new shit.
Couplescape. You know what I'm saying?
Manscape. Pay us for that.
For the couplescape.
Yeah, we created hashtag couplescape. Y'all can shave together.
Let's shave together, man.
The couple that shave together stay.
So buy the package.
Netflix and couplescape.
Yeah, Netflix and couplescape. Buy the package. DORM20 is the code. Get you 20% off, and then y'all couplescape. You know,
but you know, we in quarantine. You can scape her too.
Yeah, scape her too. Yeah,
girls out here.
Get scaped up.
Gotta get a little scape right now.
Oh yeah.
They can't go to the wax lady, you know.
Yeah.
Right.
Rough out here for everybody.
Everybody take care of each other, man. Yeah. You meet somebody outside, tell them, hey, let me manscape.
You know how you do the thing when you interlock arms and you do that with your two landscape mowers. Okay, y'all do it and y'all get each other.
How they gonna do it? They gonna go around. Okay, they can.
They put one leg up on the toilet.
On the toilet, okay.
And then go in.
Okay, there you go. That's romantic right there.
You get there.
That's romantic.
Damn, I'm gonna be good with it.
Yeah.
You gotta be flexible, though.
Yeah, you gotta stretch before you do it. Definitely gotta stretch.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely gotta stretch. But,
but Carmen Electra?
Dog. Did you see? Okay, so if y'all haven't been watching the Jordan documentary, Carmen Electra was on there last week.
Yes.
Talking about, you know, how she got caught up with Rodman.
Fucking Dennis.
Yeah, she was fucking Dennis. Yo, Dennis as a name is just so funny.
Dennis the penis.
Dennis the penis?
Yeah, penis. Okay. Yeah, Dennis the penis. Yeah.
To me, that's less funny than...
Well, we said it in the Tropical Storm song. That's the only reason that's it.
I can't say nothing. Yeah, that's all. That was my line. I wrote it.
Yeah, so...
I thought it was a little lazy. Karma Electra was in last week's episode. Mm-hmm. And basically, they showed a picture back in the 90s, and she was on an interview today.
Yeah.
And she damn much looks better.
She looked good.
She might even look better.
Yeah. What's the MTV show she used to be on? When we first discovered her.
Was it one of them like Spring Break show? It was called My Boo.
No, that was the other girl. Remember that Spring Break?
Show? You're talking about E.
What was that girl
name? Yeah, I know you're talking about the show.
Brooke something. I used to love that show.
Yeah, she was cute. But anyway, so now, she has become like the number one searched person on Pornhub.
Like, that's just
like Carmen Electra. Like, it's skyrocketing.
Well, I know that's not coming from episodes. Me and Rome, because we're all porn.
Yeah, right. Or do we know that?
We don't know.
You let us know what you see. I'll check it out in June.
Yeah. When I go use Rome's computer, I'm going to see Carmen Electra.
So she's the most searched right now.
Right. At least skyrocketed.
Yeah,
she had a sex tape or something?
Yeah, that's all.
Back in the day?
I don't know if she even had a sex tape.
Yeah, that's what I was like.
I was wondering
did she do Playboy? I feel like
she definitely showed them titties at some point.
Excuse me.
Look up Carmen Electra titties right now, actually.
Yeah, well, yeah, don't show me.
You can't see that.
I mean, I could probably see.
You can't see some titties.
Carmen Electra.
No, I don't want to. Carmen Electra.
Just show me at the podcast so people won't know I'm looking at.
Yeah.
But no, that's wild.
She's like she has to be pushing 50.
But it's just funny how people see stuff now. They can immediately go search for whatever they want. You can go look at anything you want to. Like, you see this girl, you're like, all right, I got the name, let me go. You can find anybody at this point if they have social media, which a lot of them do. So
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Does it say how old she is?
She is 48 years old.
That's how she looks. She looks great.
She's a little.
She's 5'3". Shit.
That's cute.
So in the Jordan documentary, what happened in those, like, this past weekend?
That's the one when Dennis went away?
No, that one. I'm talking about this past Sunday. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was.
So it kind of jumped around a lot, but it was talking about the. That was the Isaiah.
Yeah, I think it was Isaiah Thomas
situation. Okay.
Yeah, you know, which was great. That was
and
cool.
The Dream Team, and
it was that, like, was good. Oh, that's what Charles.
The Dream Barkley. Team. Yeah, Charles.
Yeah, Charles was going. He was like, I will not let this nigga win. He got his ass whooped, but he did win one game.
Was it also Space Jam episode or no?
No, I think that's later. That's later.
And me and Rome have watched 1-8. Already.
Yeah, I got caught up. I got caught.
It's too good. It's too good for me to wait.
I tried.
I got the link.
I watched the ones on Sunday. Look, I watched the ones. Sunday, and I was like, all right, cool. I was like, fuck. I was like, damn, this shit good.
It wouldn't wait for me.
Yeah, that shit was good. But
so, yeah,
I still got to watch 9 and 10, though, but when it comes out. But yeah.
I'll watch that with the people because it's not available yet.
But
yesterday was mostly, and then Sean Jordan's kind of like, ego. It talked about his gambling.
The gambling, yeah.
Before the trip with his dad to Atlantic City.
Yeah. And like he said, he was like, we left at 2 in the afternoon, came back at 12 midnight. That's not going to affect my basketball game. Like, yeah.
I mean, for a guy that said, fine, okay, to Dennis Rodman going to Vegas, you know, during game week.
Yeah.
Like, I could see why he's upset that people, I just went real quick and came back.
Yeah, like
and I still handled my business, even though they lost. He didn't have the best game, but
yeah, you can't lose when you do shit. Yeah, you can't lose. Yeah. When you lose, and they gonna blame it on me.
They gonna blame it. They're gonna find anything to blame it on. But it's just like he knows he's the greatest of all time. Like everybody knows that, and yet they found that to pick on.
The trend, what I'm seeing,
they put the fuel in.
They like to break you down.
Yeah,
they'll build you up.
And the trend, what I'm seeing, is like he'll have a okay game, and then somebody'll say one thing. And then he's like, I'm coming at them. I'm at your head. I'm at your head. Don't you say anything. It could be the slightest thing. I'm at your head, Ty.
Right.
I'm at your head, Ty.
That's the thing I noticed. Like, Jordan has a dark side. Mm-hmm. Jordan, if anything, he uses, like, if you were to take a Star Wars, happy May the 4th. It's May 4th right now.
It is May the 4th.
May the 4th. Star Wars.
Cinco de Mayo.
That's what I was about to talk about that. Yeah, yeah. We'll talk about it.
All right. So, since, you know, but speaking of Star Wars, if you use, you know, they say light side, dark side, I think Jordan uses the dark side to win. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, yeah.
Some people play better with anger.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, he used it to his benefit, and I don't take nothing away from him because that's what made him great.
And it's funny. Like, this man averaged in the 30s of points. Like,
in the
30s of points. Because games would be 55 points, 40 points, 38. I'm like, duh. Just every game
playoff
was just
games,
playoff games. Like, you know, I'm like, this shit is incredible. He's a different man. He was just a different man. And I was just telling Cam yesterday, it's crazy when you think about it. My man got 3 ships, left, came back, got 3 more championships. That's wild.
Hakeem Olajuwon better thank that man for those 2 years he won it back to back. Because if he didn't leave, he wouldn't have no rings.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think he don't have no ring. Jordan might have 8.
What was I going to say? I felt like this episode, we kind of saw. Fuck, I'm losing what I was about to say.
A human?
We did see a human. Kinda. I'm not sure what Jordan is. But what else happened this episode?
Yeah, I was trying to remember everything that happened on that. Those particular two. Because it was 5 and 6.
Team, Hayton, gambling. Zaya Thomas. What'd you say?
It was the gambling and
the gambling situation.
I forgot what. Did he?
Oh, the media, the whole media thing. Like where he was just so bombarded with media all the time and like what type of life he was
living. That's a lot, man.
I don't think LeBron James goes through that.
What?
Does the LeBron James go through the same thing?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think so.
No, he has it worse. What are you talking about?
I don't think so. I don't think the access, since stars nowadays have, social media and there's
that's what makes it worse. You have everything that's going against Jordan plus social media.
No,
now.
It's not though, because when you didn't have that access back in the day, you were more excluded. Like when you came around, it was more of a thing. That's why we used to see like, oh, such and such is in Paris, Britney Spears, and all these crowd, or Michael Jackson. Mm-hmm. Like Jordan seemed like he was on Michael Jackson.
I mean, for sure, yeah, he was up there.
Fame. LeBron James is not Michael Jackson status. But fame. It's not paparazzi every day after.
No, but it's paparazzi at the sports facilities when they're traveling. LeBron
but
has
Jordan,
that too.
It seemed like it went beyond.
Nah, they wasn't at his house. Just at his house, like they ain't at LeBron house. But when they're at the sporting events. They are there.
Of course.
When LeBron is overseas, that shit is hysteria.
It just feels different. It feels like the last time that I had that to say, like, was with Kobe. Kobe was, like, becoming this mega superstar, big in China. Like, everybody loves him everywhere.
LeBron is the same
Jordan was like that everywhere. It felt like he was the biggest celebrity. He was amongst one of the biggest
celebrities. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
He probably more famous than LeBron. You know, he was recognizable. Yeah. But I'm saying the same media treatment.
The same media treatment.
LeBron has it in worse because now it's social media. Now the fan has
24/7.
Now they can record you anywhere. It's like it's worse.
I just
worse.
Think it's more spread out in the NBA than it was at that time. I think there are more stars that get a combined attention rather than just when Jordan won. It was just like he was the superstar.
Who's
like
second to LeBron in attention in NBA?
Probably Steph Curry.
Not even close.
I don't think.
And here's another thing: LeBron is actually active in it. Like he has TV network. He has like,
but that's everybody now because you have
like Jordan was that, but he wasn't. He wasn't creating production companies and stuff.
Yeah,
like
of course.
That.
But it's the times. You gotta think of the times.
It's the times. Outside though. Of basketball, like. People were going after him where LeBron seeks to put that out there.
You don't remember he did Space Jam What other athlete did a full on movie?
But that's what I'm saying. True. It was because he was that big. It was like, yo, let's put this
but
man in.
But that's what I'm saying. It's the times, though. It's dumb not to do that stuff. Yeah, unless you just really don't give a fuck about nothing. It's the smart business. If Jordan came up now, he would have production. He would have all of it. You just have access to it now. You're going to do that. It's smart.
I just feel like there's a... there's a difference.
Like, I see what you're saying.
Celebrity back then. And celebrity
it is a little
like,
bit of difference.
Way more superstars now. Like
the exclusive.
We're having a different.
Yeah, because the exclusivity was what you. I feel like it's very much more exclusive back then.
Will Smith was way bigger. Like those stars that are not probably. There's none of them anymore. In movies, right? Like there's not another superstar that drives box office like that, except for maybe The Rock or something but you know what I'm saying, there aren't really like back then. Denzel guaranteed going, but like Will Smith guaranteed, Leonardo
but that's
DiCaprio,
more of a technology
but
thing.
Even with basketball, even with sports, it's the same thing. I felt like there were more superstars at that time because there was no, I don't get to see him every day.
Yeah.
I don't get to watch him on their own. They don't get to push themselves. It was just when I get to see him in a commercial, maybe they'll be so big they get to be in a movie or something. But most of their
But that doesn't fame mean that doesn't mean they're not, that LeBron's not feeling the same feeling that Michael Jordan is.
Like, I didn't say that.
I mean, I thought you was arguing that he's not getting the same media treatment.
Yeah, I don't think he's getting the same.
But that's where I think he is.
I think he's getting a lot. I think he's getting probably maybe even the most in the NBA. But I don't think it compares to what Jordan was getting in the 90s. I just don't. I don't think it's the same.
We
have a lot more entertainment.
Watch when LeBron goes on his retirement tour. Watch when he announces that retirement. How packed that house gonna be compared to anyone else since? Probably Kobe and Jordan. That level, man. That nigga is recognizable.
That's not my argument.
What's your argument?
It was just strictly about the amount of media attention you get from back then to now.
That's what I'm saying. It's even worse. You got social media now. That's a whole media outlet. I'm not talking about what he's in control. I'm talking about the attention. Like, he's not in control of traditional media. He can't tell them, don't print this. Everyone has a phone now. It's worse now. Absolutely worse now. You have no privacy anywhere. Jordan can go in that hotel. Once he get in the hotel from outside and they block off the media, he was good. LeBron ain't good nowhere. Everyone got a phone. You got to watch everywhere you go. No matter where you go, someone could be recording you. It's worse, man.
Tweeting.
If you don't see that, that's crazy.
Yeah, I don't feel that.
That's crazy.
I don't feel that as much. Maybe. I'm not denying it, but I just, for some reason, it feels like Jordan had a lot more media attention. And like LeBron, if he stopped all the stuff that he does on the side, outside of, you know, basketball, maybe he's in movies and stuff, but he doesn't have his own TV show and all this other stuff. Like, maybe there would actually be more people trying to get pictures of him and stuff like that. But I don't know.
It's crazy for LeBron.
Speaking of sports, it can be real quick, but Mike Tyson's wild, man. I just seen the video of him training. I was like, it just sound like these hurt. It just sound like these punches fucking hurt. Like, and he's still just quick. And what is he? I don't know how old he is.
53.
Yeah.
Like,
is he training for a fight though? I don't know. I don't know if that's true or not.
But my thing is, like, imagine
they're trying to get him in bare knuckle boxing. See if he's willing to.
Who's
do
crazy
that.
Enough to fight him like, with bare knuckles?
They'll pay him some money.
You know, like it's certain things, like when you're out and, you know, you might be like, oh, I'm not whoop his ass. Da, da, da. Ain't nobody saying that about Mike Tyson. Like, you're not looking at him and be like, you don't want to fight, old man or not. He could be 60. I'm not fighting him.
It just takes one hit.
It's over for you. It's so much power in his punches still. Now, it's just a testament to, if you stay healthy and keep working, like, shit, you can keep getting better. Like, that nigga is. It looked crazy when he was throwing them punches. Oh, this is wild.
If that story is true, that he bust in on Brad Pitt having sex with Robin Givens together, the fear on Brad Pitt's face, I know it would be a priceless picture. Mm-hmm. Like, I guarantee you, if Brad, he was hard because he was fucking.
Yeah.
Immediate.
Immediately.
He had to go soft when he saw Mike Tyson pop.
Yeah, immediately.
You know how scared you are?
Yeah, that dick is down.
And this in the 90s. This is crazy, Mike.
Yeah, it's different.
Irrational, Mike.
Big nigga. Oh, my God.
Nah. Nah, I'm going to be scared.
He eating your kids, nigga. Like, nah, no.
Tattoo? No, he ain't had the tattoo.
Yeah, he had a tattoo. Yeah,
that's scary.
That's scary.
That's prime.
Yeah, that's really prime, scary. Man. Never fight that man.
Before we go to Drake, I wanted to talk about my new goal. I already had this goal. My whole goal, I always want. My favorite bird is hummingbird, and we have them in our backyard. Mm-hmm. I always said I would love for a hummingbird or any of them little small birds come land on my finger or my hand. Let me pet it, and then it goes. Mm-hmm. That's been my dream. Mm-hmm. Now it's back again because I'm reading this new book by Deepak called Metahuman. There's a page in here, page 11. I just started. This girl, let me get to it. So meta in Greek means beyond. So he's trying to teach you how to think beyond, you know, consciousness, all this stuff. So this girl said for her thesis, she was studying birds. And he was confused by that. She like, I will show you. So at a recent conference, a young woman introduced herself, telling me that she's writing her graduate thesis on communicating with birds. I asked her how talking to birds was possible. She replied, it's easier to show you than tell. They went outside, sat on a bench quietly. She looked up at some birds sitting in a tree nearby. One of them flew down and landed unafraid in her lap. So he was confused by that. And she said, where is it? I'm sorry. I should have. And she's like, it's not a matter of talking to birds and knowing their language. The whole thing had taken place silently. It was a perfect example of going beyond. In this case, going beyond my own expectations. What the young woman did, she explained later, was to have a mental clarity, insert an intention for the bird to come to her. In other words, it all happened in consciousness.
That's amazing.
That's why I'm not watching porn this month. I'm trying to have clarity so I can get one of these birds to come land on my hand.
Lock in.
I'm going to lock in. I'm going to be outside. This whole month, and if it happens, y'all will be the first.
Is cool. It's like when you read certain books and they like are friends with animals in the jungle. They just walk through the, you know, and niggas come land on their back and they talk to them and they go like, "That's just cool." But I just thought about, you said meta means beyond, so it was beyond world peace for.
That joke's lazy.
No, I wasn't. I'm actually asking you something. I was like, so what does his name mean beyond world peace? Because metal world peace. Maybe. And now, what does that mean?
Like metaphorical world
peace? Metaphorical world peace.
That's just what it means in Greek. It could mean something different in other countries, other cultures.
Gotcha.
I don't know.
That's, how many pages is that book?
275, I believe.
Okay, solid.
I broke it down. I got to read about 9 pages a day.
I believe about Deepak Chopra.
I love him, man. He's a beast.
Drake tape.
Yeah, Drake dropped a mixtape. Did y'all listen to it? I know you listened to it.
Yeah, I was with you when I listened to it.
Some good songs on there. It's just a mixtape.
Yeah, it's cool.
Some songs I don't like.
Mixtape album, basically. Does he take other people's?
No, he said his album coming in summer. This was put together by his team. They just wanted to put out.
I think they had songs that they had. I think it was cool. It's not really a re-listen like that. Some of the songs like four or five of them is cool. But
more than four or five that were good.
Me and Mike felt the same way. We was like,
Mike didn't like it.
Yeah, I mean, he was like, it's not. He was like, not that he didn't like, because I like. He was like, but it's just like the replay value isn't like. It's like he said he wasn't gonna just go back and listen to it like, the next day. But yeah, I think it was cool. It was like I said, it's a mixed. Like, it's just he put out some songs, like the album, I'm sure, would be better, you know, but. Chicago's my favorite song on the.
Chicago's so fire.
That's just an amazing song. Hey, that's just the beat.
What's the overall like topics? Or is it just?
It's a mixtape, so it's everywhere.
It
ain't like a thing they just put together.
Do you get any feeling of like what's to come? Like what type of stuff?
I hope it's like Chicago's and the When to Say When. Okay, those sample heavy, just rapping. Yeah. You know. That type stuff. He gave me a little bit of everything.
Because I guess this is his first album out of his contract, I think, since his last album. So we'll see if that makes any difference. I don't know if that makes a difference. My contract.
It's 14 tracks. I like Deep Pockets, When to Say When, Chicago, Not You Too, Desires. Time Flies. I do not like Landed. I do not like D4L. I like Pain 1993.
D4L, like the group?
Yeah, it's called D4L's with Future and Young Thug. It's bad.
I don't like that song. Man, and then bad. Losses, I like. From Florida with Love, I don't like. Demons, I don't like. And War, I like. So, about nine.
War, nine, he released that as a single, right? That's like.
Nah, it was tracks that came out.
That one, yeah. That one, I like War. That one was dope.
That's the one he rapped like British type?
Yeah, yeah. Right?
That's cool.
Yeah, so we'll,
it's worth a listen.
Yeah, it's definitely worth a listen.
It's what's going to be really interesting is to see how these artists are affected during the summertime. You know what I'm saying? If there's no shows, if there's even people's mental state of like, you know, the type of music they want to hear during these times.
They did say streaming is down.
Yeah, if you know what, are you going to be listening to turn up music or something while you just. You know, if they tell us we on lockdown for another month or something, you know what I mean? Like, it's kind of hard to get into certain things.
Especially when people are trying to, like Cam said, people are trying to read more, people are trying to dive deeper into the subconscious.
Not everybody.
I mean, no, not everybody.
Some people are just having fun on TikTok, videos, but doing different things. But I'm just saying, like, I could see how this time is affected. If I'm an artist, even as us, we think about, we put out 3 skits now that have been dealing with some way the coronavirus, right? And that's like in our art right now. You know what I'm saying? How many rappers are if you can't live life regularly, your music starts to become about what your life is.
Yeah, they need
is, right?
they can't go to the strip club.
You can't honestly
they can't go to the strip club.
But you gonna rap about, hey, I'm turned up niggas going to the strip.
No, but they have that now though. Alternatives to that. Demon Time, you don't know about Demon Time, what Beyonce was talking about?
No.
So Demon Time is basically this late night IG live strip club. You got to be a baller to come in there. Like, well, for the most part, you at least got to drop $250 to get in. So it's this dude that's a promoter who started, and all the celebs be in there, and strippers all the strippers going there, and they strip, and they get Cash Apps. And if you don't do it, you get out.
Nah.
But now, you know, IG been shutting them down, but it blew up. So now this may be a new thing. Like, girls are saying they made 4,000 in minutes versus 4,000 all night because ballers be in there. So they get the baddest of girls and they go in there. They do a strip. They're strippers. That's Demon Time is.
That's stupid.
They call it Demon Time?
Because it's like after 1 in the morning.
Damn. So they call if my mom was here right now.
I used to feel bad.
What?
I used to feel bad for paying. Demon? For paying when I was at the strip club. I didn't want to pay that much. I'm definitely IG live. No.
So that's why when
so Beyonce that's not an said, alternative for porn. You can't watch that either, right?
Like, well, he couldn't get in. Like,
I couldn't. I'm not going to get in. Anyway.
I mean, even if I'm just saying.
Yeah, but even if I get in, like, I think I don't know. I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't know if dancing counts, but it will get into your mind. So yeah, that type
naked?
Of dancing. If they butt naked, that's different. Yeah, that's different.
But
if it's like some a swimsuit lingerie thing or whatever, but
I'm not paying $10 for a lingerie.
And then you also got the club quarantine on Tory Lanez. Get naked anymore.
They don't get naked anymore.
But I think he said he's doing one today at 2 p.m.
I think people because he hadn't done one in
him. Or maybe it was yesterday. It was yesterday.
But I was like, $250 to get into a live? That shit is wild.
All the athletes pussy, and dog. Celebrities be in there.
Oh yeah,
it blew up. It's articles
shit.
About it.
That is wild. Because
I had to figure out like what's demon. I kept seeing people talking about demon,
and they call it Demon Time.
Demon Time. That's
that is.
It's just so funny.
That's how you don't get me in there.
Yeah, like Demon Time.
Like we're in a world right now where there's been a plague. There's been
Demon Time.
No. There's been a plague. There's been a locust. What's that called? Is that a plague?
No. Yeah, kind of. I mean, the locust, like
yeah, when we've had there was the whole thing like a couple months.
Oh, and it was flying. Yeah,
took
yeah.
Over Africa, like East Africa. And
yeah.
Stuff. There was fires. Amazon on fire.
Yeah.
There was what else?
Australia was on fire.
Yeah.
Australia was on fire. There was tornadoes recently in some little states.
Dormtainment came back. Dropping
came
consistent
back.
Content.
Yeah. That's the one good thing. Yeah. But now you got motherfuckers.
I'm saying some people look at that as a
plague.
What's going on?
Right.
Now you got demon time.
You like, you know, it feels like end of the world type shit, right? That's happening right
now. I don't play with that devil shit.
And now you got shit called demon.
They could have called it anything else.
Thousands of people are using.
Oh, yeah, they in there.
I don't give a fuck about the name. But it's almost like if you were kind of, if you're extra spiritual,
yeah.
Like, I would be thinking right now, like, hold on. All this shit, like dark shit's coming out during the time that it talks about in the Bible would happen. I don't know if I should be jumping on anything called demon time right now. Just in case
the that's end how of you don't get me in there. Next
week, yeah,
you
know? That's how, yeah.
I'm like, what is it called? Demon time?
Yeah. Nah, I'm cool.
I don't even like when artists play with that, all the devilish shit.
Yeah,
like
it's a little weird for me.
Not for me.
Demon time.
Yeah, that's.
I didn't know that was I didn't know that's what they was doing, man. Y'all gotta do better, man.
Them demons.
But they call it dimples time.
Dimples time. Oh yeah. That sounds cute. That's not. They got a little bread in there.
These girls in here are sucking. La la la. Demons, nigga. Demon sucking. Yeah,
I seen DJ Khaled was on like just showing love yesterday, and I guess he was adding people live, and he added this one girl. I guess she is stripper or OnlyFans or whatever you call them nowadays, and. She hopped on there. Immediately, she started twerking. He said, oh, hold on. No, it's all love. But, hey, I got a family. Like, nah, hey, nah, you got to relax. Like, hold on. Hey, nah, see, I'm going to have to get you out of here. Damn. He said, hey, you know I love you. I love my family. But, hey, nah, we can't do that
same
right now.
Same thing happened with Diddy on his live. Man, he did the world dance thing. Yeah. He was trying to have, like, a family thing.
Yeah.
And Lizzo came on. She started twerking. He's like, hey, Lizzo.
No, but
I love you. But he's like, no twerking on
no,
this.
No, it wasn't did that, it? Though. He said... He was talking to the DJ. His house was playing a song.
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah, it was the cursing.
And
Lizzo
thought she was talking to him.
Yeah,
talking to her.
So people took it the wrong way.
Because
she was
twerking. Yeah. But he was looking this way. He was like, can we change it to something more wholesome? He was talking to
that's
DJ,
what it was.
And Lizzo kept saying, oh, my bad, we could do whatever. But he wasn't talking to her.
Yeah, he wasn't talking to her.
He was
just
saying, no, it's all good.
Because people got mad because Dre and Michelle came in there and was dancing. And they were like, you ain't say nothing to her. He was like, oh, I wasn't talking. I was talking to the
music person saying, like,
they cleared it up, though.
Cursing and stuff in it.
Yeah. But that is funny. But then then being a nigga I am yesterday, I seen the girl and I was like, let me go to profile. I go to profile. I was like, I know she got OnlyFans. Let me go to OnlyFans. And well, first
was she on Demon
that's
time?
Porn.
First, well, I didn't buy the OnlyFans, but I went to it to see like what. So she had a bunch of scribes. But first thing she was talking about, I got videos me giving head to two of my friends. So. If y'all want these videos, drop $1,000. I was like, no, this shit is a wild time.
Wait, at the same time?
Yeah.
Wait, she giving head.
Yeah.
I ain't with that touching.
No, I don't know. And I don't know if she touching. I don't know. But she just said it was at the
same
time.
Might be one nigga.
Yeah.
Going back and forth.
Nah, you know it ain't that much camera work on there. You go one camera set up.
You don't know what type of.
It could be a distant camera. They could put a camera on.
You know what type of directorial. Look, you don't know what type of directorial debut this might be. but what's this airplane rules you got up here?
Oh, yeah. Hold on. What did you just say? It just reminded me of something I was about to look
directorial debut?
No.
Directorial
debut. The OnlyFans blowjob at the same time. Demon time. IG live. Diddy, Drea, Lizzo.
Hold on.
Let's go. To
There was something about a newscaster or something.
Who's on video? Don Lemon.
Alex Smith. Alex Smith.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones. Did you see his tirade?
Alex Jones.
Did y'all see it? Yeah. Yo, we should watch it on here real quick.
Alex Jones.
I seen, it's too long.
I seen, yeah.
It's absolutely too long.
Just the one part, the
when you talking about the kids and neighbor killing his
neighbor. Yeah.
And his wife came out saying,
this is
the man who's keeping my children away from me.
All right, here's a one minute clip. We'll try to add it on here too.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
What does Colgate mean by live life to the brightest? Could it be a rich glass of red sipped inside a Parisian cafe on a snowy night when my gaze is met by a tall, mysterious... I mean, brushing is directed with Colgate Optic White Pro Series toothpaste gives you a visibly whiter smile in just 3 days, so you can live life to the brightest and finish that glass without worrying about teeth stains. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
My superpower is being honest. I'll eat your ass. I will. Combat model. Optimal self-sufficiency. Probably the leader.
Here's a skit. Here's a skit. wait. Look. Here's a skit.
He's talking about the pandemic. If things get bad, he'll eat his neighbors.
Yeah.
Here's the skit.
Okay, break it down.
Screen record a computer. The neighbor's watching this. Stops the video. Opens a new tab. Amazon.com. Types in guns. Orders two of them. Closes it up. Closes the computer. That's the skit. That's what I imagine a neighbor did. Saw that. Ordered about 20 guns and just closed it.
I'll eat your kids.
He walked past Alex's house with the gun. Hey, Alex.
Nigga said, I'll eat your kid. I'll eat. I'm ready. I'm ready to eat him.
I'm prepared. I'm ready to gut my neighbors. That's what I'm ready to do. I'm ready to gut my neighbors, eat them up, and do it right.
My nigga, you know the grocery store is still open.
He said if it gets
I don't give a fuck. We need meat. We need to eat it all the time. We need meat.
You know, there's fruit trees out here, brother. You can just go grab some fruit.
You can't say stuff like that when you're in a custody battle.
Trees are meant for hanging.
Come on.
And I don't even think he's a racist.
Well, he wasn't saying hey, he said, to gut you.
He's just a cannibal.
Yeah. That's hunting.
He's just a full-blown cannibal.
But yeah, that was funny. But what were you talking about?
Alex. I did see Alex Smith's leg.
Did you see the documentary?
I didn't see the full documentary. No.
There's one shot where a photo of his leg, and I'm not there. Did you see the one with the black
stuff? Yeah.
No.
Because he broke his leg and then it got affected, right?
And then it got affected. They found out.
I've seen the skin graft, that leg with the skin from his thigh on it.
Bro, there is a shot in the goddamn trailer where this man, it doesn't. There's no leg. Like, literally, you see bone. It's just the bone.
I see that.
And it's just like God. A little piece of flesh on this side.
Like his...
Because they had to take out so much. Because of the infection, they had to keep. They had 18 surgeries, so they kept pulling out the motherfucker.
18
surgeries, and the one shot, it was just like, what is that? It looked like beef hung up in a freezer.
When are people gonna learn? Stop going to Redskins. It's a curse. It's a Madden curse. There, only shit like this happened. Careers end,
and
stuff like that.
And it's funny.
To one of our other players.
It's funny. I remember seeing the old break, and I was like, "Ooh, that break's gonna be bad." But then it just kept getting worse and worse. I was
it's a miracle. What that documentary was so.
Where's
good.
The doc at?
It's on YouTube.
It's on YouTube. Yeah,
it's a 30 for 30.
Duh, that shit.
It was good, dog. And Alex Smith is an incredible person.
That's one of
those documentaries you look like, yo, I've always loved the Vincencio San Fran. Even when at San Fran, I never thought he should have lost his job.
Once
he got hurt.
What was that sexual allegation he had in college, though?
Did he have a sexual allegation?
Remember somebody came out and
said...
See,
this the shit that they try to hide it.
No, we were talking about it a long time ago. Some girl said he... Or a trainer... Smith? Yeah, did something.
Yeah, this is Aaron Rodgers.
No, it was Alex Smith.
Damn, Smith.
They said something, and we was like, damn. Well, it wasn't like a rape, but it was just something that's like, that this white people get away. It's like something he did. I forgot, man. But it just made me laugh when you said that. I was like, that person probably ain't thinking he's a great person.
Yeah, yeah.
That's hilarious.
I got to watch the documentary, though. But yeah, that's shit.
No, are you talking about Peyton Manning?
Was it Peyton?
Oh, yeah, Peyton Manning did have that. Thing
in the training room where he pulled down his pants a little too far, something like that.
But it was—I thought it was one about Alex Smith too. That's similar to that.
Not my.
I could be completely wrong.
I don't remember that, but it was an amazing documentary.
Yeah, I gotta watch this shit. But I just seen the pictures. Oh shit!
Watch it. It's on YouTube. Oh. It's called it's 30 for 30. It's called Project 11.
No, I would have said my humor. If that happened to me, fuck it. Call it break a leg.
Yeah, 30 for 30. Break a leg.
Break a leg.
But I was talking about the airline rules that you were talking about.
Oh, yeah. So they're saying, I think it was not Delta. One of these airlines came out and said that they're going to require now, maybe JetBlue, requiring everybody to wear a mask on the plane now. And
you don't have to tell me that.
Yeah, I didn't think that was necessary, but they made it an official rule.
Like official rule.
But it's forever, or are you just talking about...
Maybe for a while.
I mean...
I won't be masked up now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Why wouldn't you? Like, it's just a thing.
Like, even when this is over, still take your mask on.
I got a good mask.
Yeah.
Masked up.
It's just a thing we're probably going to be doing forever. I mean, as long as we're living now.
I'm planes and shit like that.
Imagine where these niggas be sneezing.
I just can't imagine until there's probably just a vaccine. At least a large amount of population is going to be wearing masks.
I don't trust that either.
But last but not least, the power of innovation.
But I was going to ask, what do you think's next on planes? Do you think what else is going
to snakes?
Be? Snakes on a plane.
That's a terrible situation to be in. I watched a couple scenes from that the other day. I was like, this is that and zombies when I seen that. What movie was
World
that?
World War Z.
Duh, they're fucking on a plane, nigga. No.
I can't take snakes on a plane.
Nah.
Fucking Samuel.
That Jackson. Shit was funny. All these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane.
Yo, this nigga. That's iconic. That is
that's
a legend.
That's an iconic line, too.
I love that nigga. Samuel
Jackson. That's a nigga who don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
he can do no wrong.
Okay.
Watch this video. Samuel Jackson walking to the airport past Travis Scott. The funniest shit ever. The way this nigga, Samuel, he walks like he don't give a fuck. His walk is I don't give a fuck. It's such an old ass strut. It's like, his walk got attitude, like, get the fuck out of my way.
He cocked back that wrist.
Oh, yeah.
He cocked back that wrist.
He walks right past Travis Scott, who in line, and Travis and them looking at him, you don't know who the fuck Travis is. He walk right, he don't give a fuck.
I can't wait to
be watch that video. It's one of the best videos.
You don't give a fuck.
But yeah, as far as what are we talking about, power of innovation.
That's you.
It sounds like a PowerPoint presentation.
It does sound like a PowerPoint presentation. When you gonna do your next bitches be texting presentation?
Oh yeah, I do need to set up another class.
We need to put that fully out somewhere. That was good.
I do need to set up another class.
I was really happy with that came.
That was fun. Bitches be texting seminar.
Oh, so yes, the power of innovation. So there are many things happening. Obviously, you know, there are new things coming out, new products coming out with this new world that we have here. And one thing that happened that was created in Oregon that I thought was very innovative was
Oregon Nike,
a drive-through strip club.
Huh.
Now I don't know if you guys seen this picture.
That's interesting.
I'll let you scrub through it real quick.
Okay, get a little scrub.
I'm interested to see how does that work.
Drive through. They have food you could pick up.
Okay.
They have
it's like drive-in movie.
It's almost like it feels like a barn where cars can go through, and they got food. They got different.
Okay. No.
They got
passing the pot.
They got women dancing on poles. You know, they got, and you get to pick, they
wait, so you stop and you throw money?
You could throw money I guess if you choose. I mean, I'm sure there's at least maybe an entrance fee or something.
They not getting naked?
I don't know.
Well, he just saying that picture, maybe.
This is the first of what could be many.
I'm not going to lie to you. This for the pure, like, comedy of it. I'm in my car. Yeah. I'll drive through.
You gotta drive through. Right
quick. Let's just see.
You gotta drive through.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's something to do. It's different. It's unique. And I was like, and they all have on face masks. The strippers.
Yeah.
There's women here too. This car is full of women.
Yeah.
There's
four women in this car.
Yeah, a lot of women like going to strip club anyway. Yeah.
But these strippers don't look like it though.
Yeah, no, damn. I mean, they not it, but obviously. But I'm, you know, you in Atlanta or like.
If they open up one of these in Atlanta, I think it would be successful.
This outside drive-through strip club.
Drive-through strip club.
People are like, the innovation is getting wild.
But what's funny is innovation in entertainment.
Yeah.
Because really, there doesn't need to be innovation in entertainment. I mean, really, if there was like, that's not survival, right?
Yeah, it's not survival. Doesn't
matter. But the funny thing is, we want it.
Yeah,
you know, we want our football. We want our strip clubs.
All
we
that
want
shit.
I definitely want my football.
Our apps and our content on Netflix and all that stuff. People want that. We still. It's an escape for
and
us.
And they want it even more since they at home.
Exactly. Like,
I can go without everything. Everything else you said, but give me my football.
Football. I can't go without movies, man. I gotta have my
movies.
I'm watching movies, but I didn't see everything I want to see right now. So give me my football now.
Yeah. No, you're just saying if you had to cancel out everything
for the rest of this year, give me football
for the next five.
Five? Oh yeah, no, wait, man. Give me movies. Well, I don't know, because how are they gonna be filming movies? You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? They just might have. Maybe, we just saying if they had some on the back burner, like they just releasing stuff. But you know,
I don't know, man. I love football, though. I love my football. If I can get, probably give me football then, man. Fuck it.
Ooh, I gotta take movies.
I love
football too.
Dallas is my second passion, nigga.
My second passion. Like, it's been part of the project.
My second passion.
Man. I am. I'm part of the support group, the foundation.
You're part of the foundation.
Without me, it don't exist.
Well.
Fans stop watching, ain't no football.
No, I'm saying without you, it exists. But I'm saying, like, you can't say without
Who
you.
Bigger fan than me, outside of Jerry Jones.
Let's stop talking about this because I'm about to throw up.
Okay, don't throw up.
Strip clubs.
Yeah.
Let's keep supporting.
Yeah. Didn't you say something about a KKK member doing something?
Yeah, so this is in California. It was a dude went grocery shopping in a Klan's mask, and they got pictures of it.
And did anybody react to
that? Well, I only saw what people were saying online. They would start calling in to Vons, letting them be aware of it, make sure this doesn't happen again. But that's as far as I got. I just saw it before we started.
Nothing OKKK about that.
But he's just in a regular outfit with a Klan's mask on. Like,
in a regular outfit?
A regular outfit. Nah. Not the whole thing, just the mask.
That's funny. He got
cargo shorts. In a plaid shirt, but with plans, and he—I think he getting avocados or something. let me find it.
I ain't gonna lie, I'm gonna talk to that nigga. Hey, bro, like,
let me find
why?
It.
Why?
What? Like, what?
What?
Look, but hey, like, why are you doing that? That's fucked up, man. I don't fuck with you like that. Are these avocados ripe? Like, just let me know if they could before.
It just doesn't comprehend with me, because if I see, you know, just imagine a racist. A nigga that's bold enough to wear
the mask and regular cargo shorts.
But he's picking up avocados.
I could be wrong.
Like, I would think if he's picking up avocados, you know, he knows he's trying to take care of his body. Yeah, I want to be healthier. You know, I've read somewhere that, you know, you had avocado diets, heavier fats.
I could be wrong. All right, here we go.
Black people aren't human.
Okay.
look.
No, it was look like grapefruit.
Okay. He's a dumbass.
Oh, yeah,
he's dumb
grapefruit.
As fuck.
Because avocados, you got to take time.
Or oranges or something. Yeah. He's by the apples, oranges.
Yeah,
so
see, that's
for
anybody buys.
But look at him. Look at him, though.
He
got on cargo shorts.
He got like a what's it called? Like a hunting shirt. One of those.
He looks stupid.
Look at the people down there. Like,
they just looking at him?
Well, one look like they looking at the other lady. Like, she getting her produce.
Like, honestly, if you in there, what do you just keep shopping? Because, like, I'm not entertaining
this
shit.
See, look, you already know he dumb. He drinking whole milk. He got a whole gallon of whole milk.
Yeah. He going to die.
You know, that's not good for you. But, yeah, like.
What do you do if you see it in your store? You just keep
this 2020. It depends. I don't know. You may be triggered by, audacity of it. Like, it depends.
Yeah.
If I just get caught off guard by it, I'm like, yo. The fuck? And then what happens there, I don't know. But I may be caught off guard like, yo, you just going to wear that out here like that?
Yeah. Like,
imagine, especially if I'm with y'all, I may feel more emboldened to say something like, yo.
Jump stupid nigga or whoop your ass in there.
Hey, motherfucker.
Look, then he take it off his Mike Tyson.
Are those apples?
Shit.
Hey, you got it. You got it, Mr. Tyson.
You got it, Mr. Tyson. Put it back on, Tyson. Yeah.
Michael Tyson.
But yeah, the world's wild, man.
You've never said that in your life. I've never said that in my life. What? Michael Tyson.
Nah, I've never said that.
It sounds weird, it though. Michael Tyson.
Michael Tyson. It don't even sound like
it don't sound threatening
no
more.
It don't sound threatening no more. Like, you talking about Michael Tyson beat you up? Nigga, that nigga work at the chicken factory.
No, I'm talking
road.
About Mike Tyson. Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. I'm Michael Tyson. Yeah.
All the great Michaels. Michael Jackson. Michael Jordan. Michael Phelps. Michael Tyson?
Yeah, I don't think that's it.
You forgot one Michael in there. Michael Nathan.
Michael.
Oh yeah.
Nathan.
Yeah, don't have the same ring.
Question mark.
That sounds like a white man.
Michael Nathan. Oh yeah, yeah. Hey, he got a good credit score.
He's probably Jewish, I guess.
Yeah, it could be. All right, y'all. Well, thank you for tuning in to another episode of Comedy Trap House. Remember, follow at Room Noise Show on IG and Twitter. Remember to put your questions in for this week. Hope you guys enjoyed the podcast. Remember to watch the skit.
Share the skit.
Hop on Zoom and talk about the skit while you're watching the skit. And
last thing too, if you guys have any more time, we actually you do a lot, but rate this podcast, right?
Yes, on iTunes
and leave a comment. That actually helps us go up in the thing
and lock in these brands,
the algorithm,
and the algorithm. Yeah, leave comments. Tell us how much you love the podcast. If you've been an avid listener,
leave a couple comments too.
Yeah, if you've been an avid listener and you want to leave a comment, please do. That'll be great. Keep staying out here. Keep working out. Keep eating right, and we'll see you guys next week. Peace.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.